京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audio-Visual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
松英语名作欣赏，弗兰德斯的狗。
A Dog of Flanders. 1. Nello and Patrash. Although Nello was a boy and Patrash was a dog, they had a special friendship, closer to brotherhood. They were both the same age, yet one seemed old and the other was young. They spent all of their time together. Their home was a little hut on the edge of a small village.The village was near Antwerp. It was surrounded by cornfields and pastures. In the center of the village was a big windmill. A gray church stood across from the windmill. At the top of the church, there was an old clock. The clock rang every hour on the hour. It made a strange, empty sound. To the villagers, it seemed like the saddest sound in the world.Nello and Patrash lived with a very old man. This man, Jehan Das, was Nello's grandfather. He had once been a soldier. Sadly, he was wounded in a war and was now crippled. When Jehan Das was 80 years old, his only daughter died. The old man had no choice.But to take care of his daughter's son. The old man and the little boy lived happily together. They were very poor, but they had each other. That was enough. As for Patrash, he made the old man and little Nello happier. Patrash, a dog of Flanders, was a slave once.His owner forced him to pull a cart full of iron. One summer day, Patrash was very thirsty when he was working, but he wasn't allowed to stop and drink. After some walking, he became dizzy and fell down.His owner ran up to him and beat him. Patrash couldn't move. His owner kicked him into a ditch and went away. After some time, an old man and a little boy saw Patrash. "We can't let such a beautiful dog die," said the old man.He dragged the big dog back to his hut. This was how old Jehan Das, little Nello, and Patrash first met. The old man and little Nello took great care of Patrash. More than this, they loved him. They patted him softly on the head. They made a bed for him to sleep in.This was the first time for Patrash to feel love. It seemed strange to him, yet wonderful. He was determined to get well soon and repay them for their kindness. He wanted to take care of them. When he finally stood up, he barked and stretched his legs. Nello and the old man danced for joy and hugged the dog. Patrasche walked over to the cart. He knew that the old man used that cart to make money. Old Jehan Das carried farmers' milk cans to the market in Antwerp. He sold the milk for the farmers and brought the empty cans back. The farmers then gave him some of their profits. Patrasche decided that the old man would never again pull such a heavy cart. Patrasche stood by that cart for days. Finally, he started to pull the cart with his teeth.
All right," called old Jehan Das. "I see that I can't persuade you not to pull the cart."
The old man put a harness around Patrasche's shoulders. Patrasche was glad to do the work. This was easy work compared to what he used to do.